Hello and welcome to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast, a podcast designed to help heart-centered service providers like you build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you. I'm your host, Becky McCleary, and I am so grateful that you are here. Now, while I love the freedom of having my own business, I can admit that being a solopreneur can sometimes feel lonely. And at the same time, I think that a lot of what we see online can actually hold us back from success because we slip into comparison and self-doubt. With this in mind, I wanted to have conversations with other solopreneurs. And so we're doing a special series. Each episode is short so that it's easy to listen whenever you need a little bit of encouragement. My hope is that these episodes will inspire you and remind you that you are not alone. This special series is brought to you by the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society, a close-knit, supportive mastermind and business community that goes beyond your regular business course or mastermind group. It's a movement transforming how women build their businesses through connection and collaboration. The women featured in this series are the types of women you'll find inside the society, and we'd love to have you join us. I invite you to learn more and apply to join our next cohort by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. In this episode, we are talking with Stacey Alexco, a brand messaging strategist and website copywriter who partners with impact-driven businesses to clarify their messaging and connect meaningfully with their audience. With a thoughtful balance of research-backed strategy and creativity, Stacey turns complex ideas into messaging that's clear, confident, and impactful. She helps brands to cut through the noise and create high-converting copy that reflects their values while resonating with the people they serve. Welcome, Stacey. I am so excited to talk with you today. But before we dive in, I would really just love to learn more about you. So can you tell us about your story, what you do, and how you found your way to that work?
Absolutely. Yeah. And thank you for having me. I'm excited to have this conversation. So I am a teacher turned copywriter. I spent a lot of years in education and had been looking for an alternative, something that was going to fulfill me. I had been kind of disenchanted with education for a while and was looking for something that was going to make me feel energized and something that I was going to love to do again, but that also wasn't going to require me to go back to school to do it or, you know, take a massive pay cut. And so I started off with website copywriting and quickly found as I was working with my clients that there was a deeper messaging strategy piece. They were really struggling with just some foundational business things and who they were serving and how they could really connect with their clients in a way that would help move their business forward and amplify their impact. So I got into the messaging strategy piece so that I could support them with that as well.
I love that so much. And I've been talking with a lot of teachers, former teachers, and I just think there are so many skills that you have as a teacher that really translate well into your own business. So I love how you found something that worked for you, where you were able to help other people and use your gifts. So is there something now that you know now in your business that you wish you had known when you first started out?
Oh, wow. I think I'm not sure that it's something that I didn't know. Because like, you don't know what you don't know, right?
Yes.
I guess I'm in one sense very glad I don't know the things that I knew now starting off, because I might not have done it because it's a challenging path. I think I wish I could see sort of the reward, the fulfillment that was going to come from the relationships that I've created, from the community that I've built. Really, when I started copywriting, I actually didn't have any intention of starting my own business. I figured I would learn copywriting, get a copywriting job, do some freelance work for other companies, but I just didn't envision it the way that it turned out. I just started building these relationships and gaining clients that way. And they've become long-term relationships and friendships. And I have a network and a system of people who support me, who I can support. And it's been really this gift I wasn't expecting. So I think, you know, had I known that was coming or that was the approach to business, that maybe would have helped me in the beginning. Because I had a lot of stress over networking and figuring out what did that look like? How did you meet people without pitching yourself? you know, and create genuine relationships, but that we're also going to grow your business. Mm-hmm. And so I think, I guess, understanding that possibility, I would have really, that would have been helpful at the beginning.
Okay. But I also love how you brought up that you're kind of grateful that you didn't know everything that you know now. Yeah. And you're right. Like, I think if most of us knew all the challenges we would face, we would probably talk ourselves out of even starting. So there is a gift in just not knowing what we don't know. But I completely agree too. Relationships are just so powerful, both in helping to build your business, but also in just keeping you going when things are rough or things do not seem to be working out, to have those people who can cheer you on and encourage you and even just make you feel seen and heard.
Exactly. So yes. Yes. There was so much of, you know, I've grown a lot of my business on LinkedIn, and a lot of the bad advice that I got initially was about like only connecting with your ideal clients. Like if they don't fit your ideal client profile, if they're not part of your target audience, then don't connect, don't engage with them. And luckily I realized quickly, like those are not the only people that you're looking to connect with. Of course, it's great if potential yeah. clients see your content and you engage with them, but it's really just been the other people that I've connected with and built real relationships with that have been a source of support I didn't realize I was going to have.
Okay, wonderful. And so we mentioned a little bit of bad advice, but what would you say is the best piece of advice you've received in building your business?
Yeah, so a couple of things. And one goes right along with the lines of what we were talking about. When I was stressed out about networking in the beginning, I can't even remember if it was a course or not that I took, but the woman teaching said, you know how to make friends, right? And I said, yes. And she goes, go make business friends. I was like, oh my gosh, it took all the pressure off of it, because I was like, that's really what it is. You don't go into a friendship thinking, what can I get out of this?
Exactly. Yep.
And so it just took all this pressure of like, okay, so I can just go meet people and talk to them and get to know them and figure out how we can be of value and of service to each other. And it changed the whole trajectory of how I started to network. So that was a really great piece of advice that I got. And then another really powerful piece of advice I got was about 6 months ago, I was at a conference, and the Jerry McNamara is a business coach, said, he was like, win ugly. Like, you are not going to have all the systems, all the things that you need. And sometimes until you have those things in place, just win ugly. It's okay. And it like gave me this permission that it didn't have to be perfect. Cause I think I was trying to live by this mantra of like progress over perfection, but it was like, I was really telling myself that that's what I wanted to live by. And when he said that to me, for some reason, it just connected in a way where I was like, okay, I can win ugly. It really is about progress, right? And yes, there's no such thing about as perfection. And if you're trying to achieve that, you're just holding yourself back. So it was just kind of this go for it moment for me. So win ugly.
Yeah. I've never heard it phrased that way before, but when you explain, I'm like, yes, that makes so much sense. I know, like, I'm one where I love planning things out, but I also can admit that that's held me back a lot of times, because I feel like everything has to be in place before I can go. So it's really in the past year where I've been doing some things where I'm just taking an idea and going with it, and it is not completely set up on the back end. I am building it as I go. But that's where I found that I learned a lot about what works and what doesn't work. So I love that advice. Thank you.
Yeah. It really was so freeing, because I'm the same way. I'm a big planner. I like to have things scheduled, but I was doing that where I was avoiding things, not really planning things.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us do that. It's easy to do. Especially when you're in your own business and you're really accountable to yourself. And so it's easy to convince yourself that this has to be done, and you might be procrastinating. So
yeah, for sure.
Okay. So if someone is listening right now and they are feeling discouraged in their business, they're feeling maybe overwhelmed or just frustrated, what advice would you give them today?
Go back to your why. Why are you doing this? And not surface level, but, you know, why are you doing your business as far as what impact you want to have on others, but for yourself too? You know, and then look at the actions that you're taking and the goals you've created for yourself. And are they aligned with your why?
Mm,
And if they're not, then it might be time to change course, you know, and just whatever you're doing right now is enough. There's always something else that you can be doing, right? We're never, there's always a, whether it's shiny object, I tend to get distracted easily, you know, kind of thing, or just I'm comparing myself to others. And I feel like I'm not doing enough. Where you are is enough. And what you are doing is enough. And if you can be focused on why you're doing the thing that you're doing, it becomes so much easier to find that motivation and to stick with it.
I love that. It's such an important reminder. And I think a lot of us start out with our reason why. And then as we get moving with our business, it's easy to kind of lose sight of that. And I know, like, I've definitely found myself doing things and feeling like, why am I doing this? I'm not enjoying this at all. And then if you do take that time to reflect, you realize where you kind of went off course. So that's a beautiful reminder. Thank you. So yeah. I want to be mindful of everyone's time. And I know there are going to be people listening who are thinking, okay, this was a great introduction, but I want to connect with Stacey and I want to learn from her. So can you tell us where we can connect with you beyond this interview?
Absolutely. Yes. So of course I'm in the, you can find me in the Sisterhood Society. I will definitely be there. I'm on LinkedIn all the time. So that is a great place to connect with me. And then I send out weekly emails as well with actionable advice and insights. And I really do consider that an extension of my community. I love getting replies to my emails. So those are two great places that you can find me. And of course, my website as well.
Wonderful. And we will have links to all of those right by this recording. So it's very easy to find and connect with you beyond this. I just want to thank you again, Stacey, so much. It was really wonderful talking with you and learning from you. And we really appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you so much for making the time for these conversations.
Thank you so much for joining us and listening to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast. I hope this episode has offered you some encouragement, some insight, and some new ideas to support you in building a business that works for you. And if you're ready for deeper support and love the idea of connecting and collaborating with other heart-centered service providers, I'd love to have you join us in the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society. You can learn more and apply to join our next group by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. Remember that our world needs you, your gifts, your vision, and your work. And I'm cheering you on as you bring your vision to life and build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you.